Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
Little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. This is our national, this is our small business anthem, as far as I'm concerned. When everything goes wrong,
you have to go on and do it or die.
Do it or die. That's what we do as small business owners. Sometimes the dying seems a little more realistic than the doing, doesn't it? Especially when our government gets involved. God, holy mackerel, when I think about, and folks, this is not a partisan statement. I'm talking about the political class. We got a serious problem with the political class in America. We got to do some things different. We got to change some things. We got to send some leaders to Washington, D.C., who will represent the people and not their own political class. Someone who's fighting toe-to-toe with those folks to help make that happen is our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Grace Marie, tell us about the Galen Institute.
We are a nonprofit think tank specializing in free market ideas for health reform, because that's what works. And people can visit us and find out all about what we do at Galen, GALEN.org. And we also have a website that we maintain to give people a much broader picture of what everybody that we think is writing sensible stuff about health reform at Health Reform Hub, healthreformhub.org.
Right. So check
and
that out,
it's
folks.
Sort of, it's an aggregation website for all of the good news.
We
about
use it ourselves.
Health reform beyond what we write at the Galen Institute.
We use that website ourselves, Grace Marie. Thank you for making it available. Grace Marie, we've got this health care bill. We don't like
law,
it.
Jim.
We don't. Law, right? It's a law. It's not a bill anymore. It's a law, and we don't like it. We're frightened of it. It's a nightmare. When you were describing in the previous segment, when you were describing some of the elements of it, Grace Marie, I promise you, folks, my first reaction was to think, have I awakened in the middle of a nightmare?
And I keep thinking that. I mean, I've spent my whole career trying to fight this kind of government takeover of our health sector,
yeah.
And we did our job in getting the American people to understand how awful it was. It's just unprecedented that Congress would just blow past the will of the people and say they know best.
Well, let's talk about unwinding this thing, Grace Marie. There are a number of things going on. The Congress can either repeal it, as long as Obama's in, they'll have to override his veto. They'll have to have enough of that, which doesn't seem likely in the next 2 years. Number two, they could defund it. Number three, it could be the attorneys general, dozens of them, are taking the case to court to try to make it unconstitutional. What do you think are going to be the plays that are going to happen?
The court cases are going to work their way through, no doubt, the Supreme Court, probably in the 2012-2013 session. But Congress in the next 2 years has a number of things they can do. I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal about a month ago giving them ideas. They can defund it, as you say. If they don't pass the money to implement this,
mm-hmm.
even one house of Congress, they can't get the money.
So what happens, though? If we have a law that's calling for money and Congress doesn't give it the money, what happens to that law? What, I mean, do the rules still go into place, or what happens?
They're going to require some very careful legislation. But if they need money to write the regulations, if they need money to implement some of these programs and Congress just doesn't provide it, then it becomes a big battle. And that's where they have to win in the court of public opinion. I think they're also going to get a lot of Democrats to support them in defunding it. Begin to dismantle it. This 1099 thing, the reporting requirement that we've talked about, that's going to bury small businesses in paperwork.
We haven't even talked about that.
They have to repeal that.
That's a nightmare.
And they can begin to disavow a lot of the regulations. There's something called the Congressional Review Act that allows Congress to review these regulations and to overturn them. And mostly they've got to hold lots and lots of hearings so the American people understand this is not just this law, is not just these sugar-coated things they've been hearing about the allowing children to be on their parents' policies till they're 26 and the pre-existing conditions and the preventive care. This is a takeover of one-sixth of our economy.
Grace Marie, it's got to happen, though. This turning this thing around has got to happen before the private side, the marketplace side, has started dismantling their own products.
Problem is that's already happened.
I know
you saw the Principal Health Group in the Midwest just get out of the health insurance business.
Yeah.
There are a number of companies that are on the verge
We can't let that market-based
they need to be encouraged to realize they need to hang on, that this thing can be undone.
Grace Marie, thank you for being here. Thanks for doing a great job. Thanks for all the hard work that you do.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for all you do to keep the small business community so informed. That is the lifeblood of change, and you do a wonderful job.
I appreciate it, Grace Marie. Thanks for working hard for this. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Galen, GALEN.org is the website. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.